It's HPR, All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence, and man, thank you to everybody clicking off those donations at hawaiipublicradio.org. Cannot thank you enough. My best way to say mahalo, fun interview samplers, of course, like this 2020 conversation, highlights from it during the pandemic, no less, with Yes legend John Anderson.
First, where are you, and is this where you've been throughout the pandemic?
Yeah, I'm in my studio, me and my wife, Jane. We live in Central California.
Nice. So share with us what you've been up to since the pandemic started.
The day that we were told to stay indoors and away from the world was the day that I broke my foot.
Ooh.
Getting the barbecue ready. So
not good.
I had to wear a boot, and my beautiful wife, Jane, had to do all the work and do the cooking and cleaning, and I couldn't lift anything. But I spent all the time in the studio.
How is your foot? Have you recovered on the foot front?
Yeah, I took the boot off just 3 weeks ago. It's a slow process. They say another 4 weeks and I should be running around and jumping around like an idiot.
What fortuitous timing. If something like that had to happen, at least you weren't having to be out on the road or anything. It was like convenient.
No, not at all.
Has this forced the cancellation or postponement of tour dates?
Next year, I'm not looking forward to going out now because it all looks pretty chaotic to me. I had to cancel two projects. One was with the Academy of Music Teenagers. I was going to tour with them in Europe and in America, the School of Rock. And the guy that runs the show, which is a guy called Paul Green. So we canceled that. And then this October, we were going to do a promotion of the album, but that's not going to happen. My grandkids and my daughter and her husband live in LA. So I'm always thinking about them, and we do a lot of FaceTime.
So you're kind of secluded from them. I'm reading into that.
Yeah, simply because, you know, I'm 75. I'm an asthmatic. I nearly died 12 years ago.
Right.
Me and my wife would go to Kauai almost every year. Some 12 years ago, I got caught in a riptide, nearly drowned on the northern coast of Kauai.
Wow.
I couldn't get back. I was in a panic and my asthma kicked in and I could hardly breathe. And I was dog paddling, trying to get over the big waves because I'd gone way out. So I'm lying there on the ocean, looking up, thinking, I wonder if the helicopters are going to come and get me. And I said goodbye to my wife and my children.
Oh, wow.
And everybody that I know. I did. And then the voice said, now, John. And I was going up with the waves. And I thought, oh, I'm going to get thrown back to the beach. And I didn't get thrown back to the beach. I got thrown onto the coral. And I'm holding onto the coral. And I saw one guy walking down the sand. And I start waving to him. He waved back and carried on walking. It was like a cartoon, you know. And eventually a lifesaver came and plucked me out of the water. My wife came running and looked after me and everything. But it was so strange that the guy would wave back. It's funny at the time.
With John Anderson, the legendary voice of Yes, saying huge mahalos for the help here at HPR, I'm Dave Lawrence.